I'm visiting with Bayer Crop Science and Carl Morris. And first of all, Carl, tell me what you do for Bayer.
Well, I wear two hats for Bayer. The biggest hat I wear is I'm one of the six biologists that are here at our Clayton Development and Education Center, but I also am site manager of the site as well. So get some interesting things that go on here.
Now, this is, if I have it right, environmental sciences?
Correct. Yeah, we're a subdivision or division of Bayer Crop Science, and our efforts here are directed a little different than your normal crop kinds of things. We're developing products here that go into the professional turf area. We're also developing products that go into the what we call pest management area. These would be products that protect your home from roaches and fleas and ticks and termites and all those kinds of things. And then we also develop products that go into the consumer market that are available in the big box stores and the garden centers and those kinds of things.
So tell us just some of the kinds of work that's going on right now out here that you're looking at. I know you've just got all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, we've got quite a lot going on. We've got a considerable amount of effort going with herbicides. We've got a brand new herbicide, the active ingredient is called Indazaflam, and that's presenting itself. It was just released last year, called Spectacle in Turf. It's also called Durazone in the professional or in the consumer market. And we also sell into the industrial vegetation management area, and it's called Esplanade there. And we've been really pleased with the reception that that's had in those different markets.
Well, sustainability is a key word here, and I've heard it a number of times during my day with Bayer Crop Science today. I heard you mention in our presentation that a managed landscape can sequester more carbon than maybe something that's just allowed to grow wild. I thought that was an interesting statement.
Yeah, it is. And you know, when you think about it, it makes some good sense. That's all based upon some work that was done in partnership with North Carolina State University and the fine folks up there. But the notion that if you were to add a few inputs to it, fertilize it on a regular basis at the appropriate times, if you were to protect it against disease, if you were to keep the insects off of it, keep the fungus and those things off of it, that it's able to sequester carbon and better than an unmanaged turf. And the reason for that is just that it's healthier. When you're feeling good, you can exercise well and you feel well. And it's probably the very same thing with plants as well. So we see that turf grass is managed that way, it's about four times better than in terms of sequestering the carbon than what you see with unmanaged things. And the story's even better with trees. Trees, if you give them inputs and you take good care of them, they're able to do about 10 times better than trees that are just left to their own.
I'll ask you about this. I know there was just an announcement about Suspend Polyzone getting approval for use in California.
Yeah.
Is that the type of product, or would that work, some of that work? And that have been done here?
Some of that work has been done here. In fact, we're really excited about that one, where one of the difficulties with the class of chemistry that active ingredient is based with is that in the outdoor environment, it has a rather short useful period. We call it residual life. It's a pyrethroid insecticide, and those tend to go, depending on time of year, 2 to 3 weeks or so. And that's about as good as you're able to get. But this polyzone, this protectant, is able to extend that considerably. So you get longer residual activity, and guess what? If it's longer residual, that means you get fewer applications and better control that results from that.
Probably going to be a good thing for pest management professionals, right?
Well, we're hoping for that. We believe that it'll help those guys, and if it helps those guys, then the homeowners whose places are being protected with that get a better result at the end of the day, too. So you get better value for what goes on.
Well, I know we've got to get moving on our tour here, but thanks for visiting with me. You got just all kinds of work going on out here. We could probably talk for another hour or two just about all the types of stuff that is going on here at Bayer Crop Sciences Environmental Science Clayton Research Farm. I guess we can call it that, right?
That's what we call it. We're really glad to have you here, and you got to come back again soon.
All right. Thank you very much. Chuck Zimmerman reporting.